path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on, kid?
Oh, nothing. It's Friday. I'm here with my friends. How are you?
I'm good.
You know. Okay, let me mute this TV back here. Sorry. It's a lot to use the app on the phone. Yeah, you know, last night was a bit of a bummer.
Yeah, man.
Seahawks lost, yeah.
What are you going to do? Yeah. What are you going to do? They had a...
That man, he hit that ball hard.
There was a couple.
Me and you jumped out of our seats.
Right, he hit there. That ball so hard.
That's
and then
a
you
home
get
run.
Those...
And I said, sometimes it's fun, but my kid knows so much about baseball that you say something and he just corrects you or he knows the answer. I'm like, man, that's a home run in Yankee Stadium. And he just looks at me, 26 out of 30 stadiums.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? And he's like, it's at this speed, it'd be a home run 26 out of 30 stadiums. It'd be four that wouldn't.
It's ridiculous.
I'm like, okay.
Because I texted you and said...
All right, go to your room.
I texted Laszlo and said, I'll bet the seven home runs he hit this season weren't hit any harder than that. It might not even been hit that hard. And it would have been a home run. And Laszlo goes, yeah, actually in 26 out of 30 stadiums.
I just do that.
He said, you're
I sound like Slim. Like, that'd have been a home run in Yankee Stadium. He's like, 26 out of 30 would have been a home run.
Yeah.
Like,
it sucks because there were a couple of those, you know. But, yeah. Well, what are you going to do? I mean... You said it last night, and I was feeling it, but those last two innings, it just
felt like...
The last
two innings were not...
What are you doing?
Those batters were not...
I don't know if they were just in their head or they'd given up.
Maybe the pitching was great, but it just...
I'm sure the pitching's great.
I know.
Those guys, they hadn't given up a run at all in this series, and I'm sure overall...
You just want, as a baseball fan, and you know this, look, man, the Royals, what a great season, great run. Every one of those guys deserves
credit.
It's a
huge turnaround.
Just looking at those last two innings, you're like, man, I just wish you would have given them a little bit more competitive at-bats.
Yep.
Just, you know, but...
You needed Moose over there in the dugout telling them, we're not giving up. Come on. I don't think they
gave up. It's just, you know, the bats weren't very competitive. And they had six bats to try to do the thing. And, there's a lot of pressure and a lot of weight on them. And
I thought that fight might just give them the motivation that they need. Then the guy said something about it on TV, like, you do not want to get these Royals guys motivated and get them going. I'm like, I do. You know, come on, clear the benches, let's go.
Yeah.
But and it looked like it for a second because you saw a spark after that. And you're like, I think maybe that could be the change they need. That could be our grimace, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, oh well.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Well, root for the Tigers, baby.
Yeah, I will be rooting for the Tigers.
Go Tigers!
Got it tomorrow.
Yep, I will be rooting for the Tigers. I mean, who else would I be rooting for?
Those Motor City Kitties.
Yeah.
It's kind of an obvious
decision. Don't let the Tigers get hot. My youngest is rooting for the Padres. Padres are fun to root for.
I know they're Padres fans. They're fun, but I have zero connection to that team. You guys went to games there. I've never been to a game there. So, and I've only been to the city once. I just don't have a connection to them. But the closest thing to a connection is when Hosmer went there. I'm like, I'll watch Hosmer. You know,
we went there when he played there. He was still playing.
Oh, he was playing there still?
Yeah. And the big banner of him out front.
Really?
Yeah, Hosmer.
Crazy. Because someone was talking to me last night and said, you know, the Royals just don't have the stars that they did a decade ago. And I'm like, I don't think that they had a lot of... They had a bullpen that was feared, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But the rest of those guys, I mean, Kane was great, and those guys were definitely good.
Yeah.
But none of them were... I think we all thought they were huge stars. Yeah,
Lorenzo Cain.
Lorenzo Cain, and I saw him on the tee. They've got him on the Jumbotron out there amping the crowd, which is cool. But... I don't know what those guys would be considered big stars. Were they MVPs? You know,
they're pretty big ball players.
Because you've got Bobby Witt now. So to say you've got no stars now, it's like, well, you
I think Bobby
Witt
is probably better than them, but I think as a whole, Hosmer, Moose, Kane.
Well, you add them all together.
Sal's still there. Like, Moose, you know, they just had, you know, and then, you know, they had Zobrist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are real.
They brought in those guys.
You know, but, you know. I thought Tommy Pham was great in the playoffs. You know, they brought in some guys. Tommy Pham might have been the best player.
He was really good. And some of those guys.
And that game last night, Tommy Pham just kept hitting off Gerrit Cole, and Gerrit Cole's like, just laughing. Like, I can't get this dude out. Like, three at bats in a row, Gerrit Cole, one of the best pitchers, you know, just walking off the mound laughing. Like, Tommy, he must have been saying the same thing. Tommy, goddamn Pham. Why is this guy?
I don't know, but you started to get confidence when he stepped up to the plate. You're like, I think he's going to
just
throw
a good ball player, man. He's just one of those guys. That's why he goes around from team to team to team. And
it's not the game's not too big for him.
No, he's
done it. But they said how many playoff games.
It was like 35 or 40 or something.
It might have been 46, 36, something crazy.
We talked about it because he played at San Diego when we went there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Tommy Pham was there. Hunter Renfroe was on that team.
Oh,
San Diego team.
I didn't know that he played for the Padres.
Yeah.
Huh. Well.
Osmer.
Look.
Machado. That's a fun team to root for.
A year ago. I mean, what did the Royals win last year?
Well, I think they were 36 games better this year or something.
Yeah. It's quite an improvement. So, at the beginning of the season when people were saying.
So, I didn't want to get into this while the playoffs were going on.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's over. They had their run. People got excited about it. I know plenty of people who said this team sucks. Let them go to Memphis or whatever before the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
We could go back and check your Facebooks if you haven't deleted them. They're horrible. Why would we pay for anything for them? Okay. We don't even have to argue about all that. But just let me say, the last two nights, how much better this experience would have been. I know people are going to get mad at me, so I'll just do it once. For the city, if that's downtown baseball with bars and restaurants and things going around. So if you're not one of the 40,000 people who can get in, that you're at, you know, a Kansas City bar establishment, you're having dinner, you're around the stadium, you feel that juice around it.
Tea party atmosphere.
That's what happens at downtown baseball stadiums. You know, there's been Stanley Cups in Detroit where I didn't have tickets to the game. But you go down there, you're in those old bars, right? You're hanging out with everybody's got their Red Wings jerseys on. You're part of something, a community, as opposed to just driving out to a stadium in the middle of nowhere and then driving home. Just what I want to say. Those 2 days, the last 2 days, would have been unreal.
Also, it would have been a home run. There's that,
that
too.
That is true. They would have brought,
there's a couple of them that would have been home runs.
They would have won.
Yeah. That's important.
They said, if we built a new goddamn stadium, we'd be up 5-2 right now.
Right.
And I was like, yeah. Well, it's not like they're going to build it this year.
No,
so,
it was not going to be done this year. But it's something to think about.
Right.
You know, when you're sitting there thinking, well, the Royals will never be good again. They don't care.
Right.
They proved this year that they do care. And, I mean, getting Bobby Witt in that contract, I think, what more proof really do you need? But they did more beyond that.
Right.
So, and they made it to the playoffs. That's not easy to do. Royals fans know that.
Sitting there watching the Yankees celebrate.
I know. He was the most heartbroken.
It reminded me of when Michigan lost in the playoffs. There was a picture that circulated through Michigan fans, and it was J.J. McCarthy standing on the field watching Georgia celebrate. I just felt that same thing about Bobby Witt.
Yep.
It was like, hey, this didn't go my way. I did not play great in this Yankee series, but I will be back. That was
absolutely
the kind of like, I'm going to watch these guys celebrate because I want to remember how this feels. So,
man,
you know,
I
was encouraged by that.
The night before, too, I thought the same thing. I was like, just look at this guy and how much he cares. It looks like, you know what, it reminded me of how I probably looked after the loss of Game 7, sitting there in the stands and looking around at the people at me who were all just in shock that the Royals had lost that game. And when they showed the club and you see him in both of those games, you're like, man, this really, really hurts him.
Yeah.
And he'll be back.
He'll be back. There's no doubt about it. He's a great ball player, and, you know, he struggled. Okay, well, it happens. Baseball's hard, man.
Yeah.
Baseball's really hard. I mean, you don't sugarcoat it for him. He struggled. He struggled at the plate. He made great plays out in the field. You know, he probably should have stolen that base the other night.
Yes,
but I don't know if he's got a constant green light or if he doesn't. I don't know what all goes into that or what. They may have had a different plan, and that could be fine. But in my head, you know, those are things that kind of just went against him, you know.
Yeah.
The other stuff was luck. You know, the guy hits it you know, 6 inches from being a home run and tying that thing. Like, you know, that's baseball. And, you know, I'm sure the Orioles are at home after the Royals beat them, Bobby Witt single-handedly beat them with one run. Like, okay.
Right, right.
What is going on? Like, now everybody just has to, you know. The hard part about this is you got to refocus, and you're like, okay, we got to get all the way through this summer, then 162 more games till we get back.
That's the thing about baseball.
Way.
Yeah,
a long way to go.
But
and
hopefully, there's an energy.
And you hope, you know, like
moves.
Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans and maybe Waka comes back. You know, but you know, there's no guarantee those guys are going to have seasons like they did. Like baseball, look at Gerrit Cole.
Right.
You know, he pitched great. That's what I was worried about yesterday. I told you. You know, I hate those guys who have been magnificent before and then get put and just become okay, and then they get put in a spot to become magnificent. You're like, well, here he is. You know, he just has it in him. He's not. This isn't like game 142.
Right.
You know, there's something in him, and, you know, I guess all you can do is. It's same with Stanton. You know, I heard announcers saying, like, I'd bench Stanton. It's like, dude's like only behind Babe Ruth in home runs per at bats. Like, if anybody's going to come through in the clutch, it's him. Like, and he did, you know? So, I don't know. You just kind of tip your cap to the Yankees. You hate the Yankees, and you say, you know what?
But you look at those guys, and you're like, these are all, there's a lot of big stars here. You know these guys, and they've got, and they're pitching, and they're bullpen, and there's a lot of money in that organization. You know, that's always been the thing. So, yeah, could the Royals have won? Absolutely. Could they win next time? For sure.
Sure.
They can beat the Yankees. Anyone can beat the Yankees.
Of course they can.
But you know, you do take some solace, at least, in the fact that this organization
clearly
is supposed to be. Well, I was going to say the Yankees organization should have beat the Royals on paper. You know, that with the amount of money there and with those stars.
I hate using that as an excuse.
I know. It's not.
It's like saying, oh, well, the amount of money that they spent. Well, you know, your owner could spend money. And he did.
Sure.
He did. He spent money. He went out and he got the players that he thought he needed. Does he have as much money as the Yankees? No, but you know, the Yankees spend that money every year, and they haven't been in the World Series
in a while.
In a long time. So, you know, it is what it is. Like, you know, go out and beat them. You know, you got the players you got. Go out and beat them.
Well, go Tigers. We're rooting for your Tigers now, Lazlo.
We got Scooball going tomorrow, man, and then Tigers Yankees.
Yeah.
If they can beat them. I don't know if they can or not.
They can. They've already proven they can. Come on.
I don't know if they can beat Cleveland Saturday is what I'm saying.
I know, and I'm saying they can. They can beat Cleveland. They've already proven it.
Oh, boy.
That was a scrappy bunch of kiddies there. They got this.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
What's going on?
Well, there's some news today that... It involves, well, I think what this leads to is it's a debate about relationship advice, really, and what you're supposed to do in the situation. I'm almost positive that you agree with me. I don't know that Snowcone agrees. I'm sure we've talked about this before, but it involves Martha Stewart. I don't know if you guys heard about Martha Stewart.
No.
I guess she's got like a new Netflix thing coming out. Maybe she has a new book. Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe she had a Netflix thing because they
is
had
there
a trailer
a football,
for it.
I'm sorry. I was going to confuse it.
No, what? Well, that's it because we're going to talk about that in a second.
Is there a football game or something coming up that's only going to be playing on Netflix? I think there's a Chiefs game on Netflix.
No way.
I was going through Chiefs games because a buddy of mine asked me if I could
get NFL games are coming to Netflix Christmas 2024. Let's see here. You guys keep talking. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. A buddy of mine was asking if I could get tickets.
Oh, there you go. Chiefs Steelers and Ravens Texans Christmas.
So will they only be available on Netflix like they did
Netflix
the Peacock thing?
It.
Yeah.
That's
crazy, right?
Well, the NFL said after that Peacock thing they were probably
on the
start
schedule. It just said Netflix.
Okay.
You know, when you looked at the Chiefs schedule, it just said Netflix.
That's going to make people mad. Yeah. That's definitely going to make people mad. I mean, I guess at least it's on Netflix as opposed to one of the other streaming services that nobody has, you know, and they feel like they have to sign up for. But still, people were pissed about the Peacock thing when you only watch that game. Because that was the first time they'd done that. And it's like, look, the NFL's going to do more of that. They've been, up to this point, very good about making sure that you can watch the game on broadcast TV, really most of the time, even if your game isn't sold out. You know, those blackout rules and stuff. I don't know. It felt like they didn't always apply those. Maybe someone always bought up the tickets, but I don't know that that's a thing they even still do. If the game doesn't sell out, that they don't broadcast it in that market.
Well,
the Chiefs have sold out for a long time. So
it used to happen to the Lions sometimes when I was growing up.
When I was growing up,
Chiefs, years ago or so, they had blackout games.
They did black them out still, though?
Yeah,
they
but didn't like Hy-Vee or somebody buy the tickets?
Well, that's what they used to do.
I remember us talking about it on the
air.
There
were a lot of Sundays that I couldn't watch the game.
Really?
JCPenney used to buy the tickets when I was a kid if there was a game that didn't sell out.
It was high beer price.
It might have made sense, but I know without a doubt there were like
okay, so maybe
games
they still
they blacked out.
Maybe they still do that.
Also, it's like you know when I hate the blackout stuff. I think it doesn't make any sense. But also, I hated it when I was a kid because they played in the Silverdome, so it was like an 80,000 person stadium. I'm like they're 1 in 10.
How the hell
and they got to sell 80,000 tickets, not 40,000, not 50,000.
Switch to a high school stadium.
Right,
at that point.
I mean the stadium's too big. I mean, they now downsize it, so it's normal now. But I just remember as a kid, like, oh, what the hell?
And what about people who can't make it to the games? Who, like, just physically can't? You know, like, maybe it's hard for them.
Now, granted, if your dad would drive you down there.
Yeah.
You know, you could get a ticket for, I remember, like, Lions tickets for a Coke can and $5.
Which is crazy, because Chiefs tickets are always
empty Coke can and $5. Go in there and get them.
Couldn't do that here. I always felt like football games are expensive. I didn't go to a football game until I met Lazo.
Well, they're expensive now, you know.
No, I mean, even when I was a kid, I was and I'm sure they were a lot cheaper, but that was my first real football game.
That's why you wanted to split the Diet Coke.
No, the playoff game in 2003 or whatever it was.
Is that the one you parked far away?
That was the one where Lazo attacked an old woman in a Saturn.
Oh, right, I did not attack her.
100% attack.
No, I did not.
You smashed the hood of her car and intimidated her. You screamed at her.
That is not attacking.
You punched her car and said,
I wanted to remind her to mind her manners.
See?
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Okay, so this is Martha Stewart inspired, but it's really just a discussion about relationship advice, what to do. This debate that people have when it comes to relationships. So Martha Stewart's got something coming out on Netflix. There's a trailer for it. I thought I saw that she has a new book, too. I don't know. I don't follow her that closely. I know that she's older than you would think. Isn't she like 80 years old now or something crazy? Yeah, I think she's older than you'd think.
She's hot.
And I know that her and Snoop are good friends. Such
he's
good
like
friends
82.
That... Maybe, yeah, exactly. I've heard that
he... Still looks like 2 years younger than Snoop.
If he has to go to the East Coast, he stays at her house. Like, if he has an event and if she comes to the West Coast, she stays at his house. Like, that's how close they are. That's what he said in an interview once. I don't know if that's true. So... In this clip that they've released for this Netflix thing,
hey,
she gives some advice.
Real quick, 1 second. Hey, yeah. Snoko, when you're done digging around your bag there, can you grab a sugar-free Red Bull if they have one?
Mm-hmm.
Starting to get a little drowsy.
Yeah, it's also starting to get a little warm. I've got the fan going, but it's...
Feels all right to me.
It's a little warm. So, in this clip, this Netflix clip, she gives a piece of advice for couples. And I'll play you the clip
Martha
here.
Martha Stewart does?
Yeah, she gives a piece of advice. It's for married couples.
Hmm.
It's for women. And she
is
says,
she married?
I don't know if she's currently married. I just looked. I'll pull the thing back up. She's been married a couple times. But she says, women, listen to my advice. And then she gives
it. What does it mean to be the first female self-made billionaire in American history?
If there was ever the original influencer, it's Martha.
Young women, listen to my advice. If you're married and your husband starts to cheat on you, get out of that marriage.
Didn't you have an affair early on?
Yeah, but I don't think Andy ever knew about that. I have two mottos. Learn something new every day. And when you're through changing, you're through.
Okay, so did you catch that in there? She said, young women, if your husband starts cheating on you, leave
him. Get out of there. Then they're like, didn't you have an affair?
Didn't you have an affair? Didn't you cheat? And she says, yeah, but I don't think Andy ever knew about that. Now, I believe that her and Andy are still married. She's been married before. But, I mean, at least when I looked on Wikipedia, it said that her spouse is named Andrew. That's got to be Andy, right? Unless she was married to more than one Andy. So, people are saying, the headlines are saying, Martha Stewart, in this just from this trailer, has admitted that she had an affair. And people are saying, you know, I don't think that everybody knew about this. This was not public. Well, okay, yeah, sure. Who, Martha Stewart having an affair. I guess she's a celebrity, so maybe the celebrity rags or whatever would care about something like that. But... The point is, she's giving this advice saying, if someone is cheating on you, then you should leave. And then she admits that she herself has cheated. So people are saying, well, that doesn't make any sense. That's ridiculous. Here's where I say it does make sense. What she's saying is, if you catch your significant other cheating on you,
yeah,
then maybe you need to leave. You don't have to. She's saying you probably should. But but if you catch your significant other cheating on you, maybe you need to leave. And I say maybe you need to leave even if you know, and nobody else does, that you cheated on them a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because now you have this fear. You know, and it's out there. And the real debate here comes down to, if you cheat on your significant other, are you supposed to tell them? Are you supposed to come clean? And I've always said no. That is your burden. If you want this relationship to work out, and you really are regretful of this, you know in your heart how you feel about it. If you got, you know, drunk or whatever, and you think, God, this was a terrible decision. I can't believe this. I have to live with this. You have to live with this. You do not have to tell your partner now.
No,
it's your burden. It's your burden now.
You don't have to tell them that.
You do not.
You can leave.
You can leave. If you want to leave. Yeah, if you want to leave. But if you want to stay, if you want to work things out, then don't tell them. You agree with that, right? If you're thinking, I want to stay with this person, I regret doing this, then you absolutely should not tell them. This whole honesty thing, and some people still say, no, you can't have a relationship that's not built on trust, whatever. Right, but if you tell your partner that you cheated, there is no trust. So if you really think, if you really feel regretful about this and really know in your heart that...
And you can change.
That you think you're going to change, that it was a one-time thing, then don't tell them.
It's kind of like on an application at work if it says, like, you know, have you ever been convicted of a felony?
Right.
Well, say no.
Right.
I don't understand, because if I say yes, then you're not going to hire me. If I say no and you catch me, you'll fire me. But if I say no and you don't catch me, then I can work here. So, like, of the three options, why am I just saying no? Like, why do I got to go home and just be like, I cheated on you?
You don't. You really don't. No, you're right. It's like I did that at the DMV when I got my driver's license, tried to get my driver's license in another state. And they said, have you ever had, and I was about done. They were like, they'd already taken my picture. They were ready to hand me my driver's license. And they said, have you ever had your license suspended in another state?
No.
And I said yes for some reason.
Why?
Because I thought it was all taken care of.
You idiot.
And my ex and I were together at the time, and she was so mad. We waited at the DMV all day, you stupid son of a bitch. We sat here all day, and then they were going to hand you the license. And I said, well, they were going to find out. And she goes, no, they weren't. That's why they asked you. And I was like, okay.
I would go into the DMV about...
You just kept driving.
Once every 9 months. And they'd be like, is your license suspended somewhere? I'd be like, nope.
Leslie would do that over and over.
Like, after like 3 years, one time somebody just gave me one. I was like, holy crap. I came in here like, look.
I remember the day you came to work and you said, look at this. And you had your temporary license. And I was like, what? He said, yeah, I tried it and it worked. They gave me my driver's license.
I would do anything else that morning and just roll in. Fill out my paperwork, like I lost my license.
I kept telling them, I was like, it's not going to work. If they obviously, you're lying to them and they still are able to pull up that you're not supposed to have one, then nothing's going to change.
Somebody, you know, they just misread it or thought they were giving me an ID, right? You know, whatever the case, you know, but boom.
They gave it to you, and that was that. You have a driver's license ever since.
Yep.
But with the Martha Stewart thing.
I have a real one now.
Yes. Yep. The Martha Stewart thing. Well, I think what she's saying is, and the reason she sounds so indignant is because she says, yes, I did cheat, but Andy never knew about that. Which means, basically, it didn't happen to him. In his world, I never cheated. So it wasn't this big disaster. I cheated. I carried that burden. He never knew about it. So that's why people, you know, they're throwing this big fit. Well, then she sounds ridiculous because she says, yeah, but he didn't know about it. That's important. And if you know that your partner's cheating on you, then... You know, there's a good chance you are going to want to leave. If you don't like the fact that your partner's cheating on you and you know about it, then I would agree with her advice.
Maybe there's people say, oh, my husband cheated on me and we've been, you know, we went through counseling and it worked. And it
seems difficult.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine on either person's side. First off, you use it like I used the, you know, the hitman analogy. I never was a hitman and shot someone. But I imagine, like, the first time I had to do it, I was, like, nervous and scared. I probably went home and was like, you know, oh, my God, the police are going to find me, right? Whatever that is, right?
Couldn't sleep.
And then nothing happened. And then the second time, you're like, oh. And but for some of those guys, if you're a hitman for the mafia or whatever, but, you know, by the 10th guy, you're like, I'm going to shoot him here. I don't really care. Right? It's over.
Yeah.
Same thing with cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the first time you do it, you're like, oh, I'm sad. Why did I do it? I shouldn't have done it. I'm such a bad person. Blah, 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 blah. And then, like, you know, you do it again. You're like, yeah. By the fifth time, you're like, oh, this is easy. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't feel very bad about it. Everything hard becomes easier the second time. It's just, you know, the nature of life. But the other part of that is If you get caught, then
that person now knows and can hold it over your head
every time. Like anytime everything. You're like, "Hey, I'm gonna go to Buffalo Wild Wings," they're like, "Oh no, you're not."
Right.
You know, like I've seen that too many times where guys
are scared you're gonna cheat
right,
on me again.
Checking in and having, you know, you gotta tell me where you are on your phone and send me
Let
a
me
picture
look at your
of
phone.
Where you are.
You've lost
and,
my trust.
Right, you've lost my trust and I had to gain it back. I need the code.
You don't want
to
live like
right,
that.
I don't want to live under those circumstances anyways.
Right.
Right? So it's like, yes, I made a mistake, I cheated on you, but I don't want to live under those circumstances.
Right.
So, you know, hey, mistake's a mistake. I feel bad about it, but I could just move on.
If you want to stay with that person,
right, then you're going
to
have
you
to
you are
live,
the one who then, lives with it.
Man.
And don't tell anybody.
Yeah, and if you don't tell anybody, then maybe if you say, okay, and you really say you're not going to do it anymore and you don't do it, then, you know, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, then 40 years later when someone's asking you and you say, you should never cheat, and they say, well, Grandpa, but didn't you cheat in 1980? Well,
says you should never cheat, then you just stay out of that.
Right, exactly.
You somehow get yourself out of that conversation.
Right, but I don't
Isn't that right? Snowpad.
That is right.
Snowpad.
Awful quiet over here.
I do think that what she says is perfectly logical. Except for, you know, the part where she says, if you catch your husband cheating, then leave. That's up to you. Like you said, if you want to stick around. But Lazo, you've also always said that if you lose trust in the other person, it's not just the other way around, they lose trust in you. If you lose trust in the other person and you feel like they... Well, basically, if you feel like they can't be trusted and you have this nagging feeling now all the time, well, that's not fun. So maybe you do need to break up with that person.
Yeah, right.
You may end up feeling that way. You may never trust the person fully again. Yeah. And you may even just be insecure for the rest of your life, you know? Whereas before you felt confident about the relationship, now you feel this nagging feeling like, I don't know, I know that he'd rather be with somebody else. Whatever it is.
Right.
So maybe it is a good idea.
And you're probably going to push them that way anyway.
I
hate to say that for either side, but if you're like, if they're not cheating on you, and you're constantly accusing them of cheating on you, you're reading their phone, you're doing all this stuff, you're making the distance relation in the relationship further anyway.
Yes.
So you may just push them to do the thing that you didn't want them to do. You're all so upset in the first place.
Yeah.
So
it's like treating kids like prisoners at school, and then eventually they start to act like criminals.
Exactly. You treat somebody like they cheated all the time, then eventually maybe they cheat.
Right. They're already getting the punishment for it.
Exactly.
So you're already going through my phone and everything else.
Right.
Might as well stop by here and say hello to Sarah. See how this goes.
Old Papalazzi used to say, you know, man can only come home so many times hungry and there's no dinner before he stops at a drive-thru. And, you know, eventually he learns.
Yeah.
Eventually he learns. Like, there's nothing to eat here at home.
And no, that is Ronda's not, gonna drive that is not advice about how your wife should cook for you. It's a metaphor. So,
well, I mean, it could be both. I don't know, but that's what I'm just telling you what he said. You'd have to ask him now, but he's passed.
Well.
But, you know, it was clear to me that, you know, a man can only go home hungry so many times there's nothing to eat before he stops at a drive-thru on the way home.
Women, too. I'm guessing.
Sure.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.